In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The 40 under 40, it was funny because... Jess brought you guys up specifically, and I was like, no, this isn't about them. Like, like for this to happen, I know how this all happens now, and it's like, you can't be unaware of it. Like,
how does it happen for the listeners?
A publicist, look, you know, calls their friend at Fortune and is like, I have these five people, and the publicist is paid $1,500 a month, or at a minimum, yeah, way up, and then they, you know. Someone's paying that publicist, whether it, you know, and then it's like, how did this person get there? They've been working for a year. And it's like, well, their parents pay the publicist, and the publicist has to like say that they have a job. And then the publicist has to like, you know, give the thing is the publicist is all, you guys know this. They're all promises and no execution. Like the whole job is to go, well, we don't, you know, we're going to try for these places. And it's like, wow. Cause I've paid for one in the past. It's been like, and you're like, oh my God, like, I thought it was going to help me, and it just, you know.
Yeah, it has like, to work at like the perfect intersection of like what you're actually doing and whether it's like publicity worthy enough that a publicist can actually make something of it.
Yeah, yeah, you need the it's you're paying for a nudge.
Exactly.
You're paying for connections, like someone to know someone and get them to do something or know them enough to get them to do something.
It's one of those like things where it's like, you know, I mean, you guys talk about it on this podcast all the time. Just like, here's what they're saying in the commercial. And then like, here's like the reality. And then here's the marketing scheme. Like, it's a mix of like all those things. Like, this isn't to besmirch someone with a publicist job, because there are good ones. Like, if you have a lot of, you know what I mean? Like, it's like anything.
Yeah, there's so much more to it than just this. But there is, you know, like, whole dynamic around
our
that.
Our parents didn't pay for our publicist, no. FYI.
No.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And today we thought we would kind of lighten up the mood a bit. And we have a guest that you guys have been asking for like how many years since you've been on? We have Jared Fried, also co-host of the You Up podcast and J Train podcast and all the other amazing shit you do. Welcome.
It is so good to be back here with you two virtually. I am a listener, so this is always like a... This is always fun because it's like the fourth wall gets broke down. I can give you the listener's perspective, or certainly, I guess, my listening perspective. but I'm a fan of the show, so it's good to be back. And let's talk about food. Let's really get into it.
I'm always surprised when I get a group text with us and you're like, oh, this episode was good. And I'm like, you're listening. It's so funny.
I'm always flattered by the very specific points you have to make. Yeah. Like, where, and like, I'll be like, what's he talking? Oh, we talked about that.
Well, your podcast catches me at like the most, no, it's because you guys are doing a good job, but also because I am getting caught at my most introspective time. I'm usually like flying back from somewhere. It's always a Sunday where I'm flying back from somewhere, or I'm driving somewhere. And like now with what's going on, like I just started doing some more shows and like being able to go back on the road. So I was like, especially the last episode, the F Factor, I mean, that is made for TV. That is a Hallmark movie. Like, and it's so, like, the whole thing is so interesting. Like, there's so much, many layers, like again, like, and there's the layer of, like, the one that no one wants to talk about is, like, wealth and envy. And the way we like, and who are the influencers, and who like, who gets these followings, and how much of your life can you show versus like, what, you know, and if you show a part of your life, does that mean you have to be totally honest? You know what I mean? Like, what do you owe people when you're a little bit honest? So, because I followed after you guys had her on, I followed Tanya, and I was like, because she was so defensive on your episode with her. You know when you can hear someone has dealt with internet trolls?
Yeah.
Like their whole like speech pattern has been changed by it. Like they just speak in defense mode. And it's like, I was like interested to like, okay, let's see what this is all about. And then you hear Emily last week and you're like, Emily's like passionate about like it seems somewhat personal for her. Like it was, she, you know, Tanya represented other things for her. Like, not to say that she was wrong about, you know, the, again, a lot of it was in the margins. Like, I don't know the whole story. I just know that like what I felt from it. And it's like, that has to do a lot with like diet culture and like the things we get annoyed with, like someone going on and being like, again, like I'm sure we're going to talk about it. Like I'm proud of your intuitive eating journey, Aileen. I'm proud of you. I mean, because here's the thing. The problem with the internet is, if you say I love chocolate, that means fuck vanilla. And if you say I love strawberry, that means fuck chocolate. Like it never lands in the nuanced context, because none of the pictures are nuanced in context. It's just, here's right. me looking skinny. So like when I see someone who's like intuitive eating, just eat when you're hungry, and they're like with abs and perfect jawline, I'm like, you know, like I get turned off to that. But obviously some things work for some people. Like there's like, I'm like working with a trainer over the phone. Like I'm enjoying that. Like for other people, they'd be like, I would never work out on the phone. I was like, I was that person. And now I'm like totally enjoying it. And let me plug him at Forzag. This guy's like great. Like it might not be good for you. Like I think the problem with like diet advice or like lifestyle advice is it always comes, it's some people aren't good at it, and it just ends up being like, you know, these are the rules. So that's my long-winded. Hi, everybody. Good to be here.
Your audience, particularly like the female contingent of it, I feel like is a strong overlap with the type of people who were at least aware of F Factor. And I'm sure many of them are people who were followers of it too. And what you're saying about the wealth piece and the piece of like someone who is pushing something while looking a certain way. Maybe they're very thin, very clearly privileged, very clearly have a lot of money. So I'm just curious, like when you were following Tanya, like what did you think before knowing any of what you knew? What were your thoughts before?
So let me first say, I don't know very, like I'm coming in as just like, I'm a Diet Starts Tomorrow listener. I've followed her on Instagram. And then I kind of like looked into Emily and where she was coming from. And like, so when I saw Tanya, like you just see like a very like fashioned life. Like right. You would assume that there's also a personal account in addition to her personal account. You know what I mean? Like from my perspective, like, and like, but just the way she came back at you guys for like asking her questions, like was very, here's the thing on the internet. I had this situation, and this is kind of the world that you live in. Nobody takes the loss, and you could kind of feel that Tanya like has to take a loss somewhere. And she thinks taking one loss means that like her whole family and livelihood is gone. It kind of feels that way.
Well, the problem is that she's allegedly deleted like every negative comment that's ever come her way.
So if you delete one,
that's
part of it. And if you delete one negative comment, it's like what, you know, then it becomes like a self-fulfilling thing. I'm not defending what's going on for her company. I'm just saying from an internet like backlash type of thing, like someone was like, how could you make me eat the fiber? And, you know, then, and it's like, I can understand that she becomes, it becomes mama bear shit, you know?
It's deep, but it's deeper. The whole thing is deeper than just like, oh, you shouldn't tell me to eat fiber. Like there's like problems associated, as legend problems. But my personal opinion on her and like her whole thing is that she still like lives in this like old school mind, like 2000s, where like publicity is only has to be positive, and like negative publicity, you squash it down immediately. Like there's no conversation around it. So like, at least I think where 2020, maybe hopefully 2021 will get us is like people having conversations and more like accountability. And like you said, I made a mistake, but I think she still lives like based on her, like all of her marketing and all of her diet, like she still lives in the, that early, like 1990s, like diet.
You have the People magazine layout.
And, exactly.
Like your publicist, to go back to that, your publicist called and it worked. And like,
you have like a lot of old white men around you, like working for you. Like that's, that's just like the, what I see.
It's a curated version of your life. And it's like, you know, when you live with the camera on you on Instagram stories for half your day, you can't really curate. Like we see where you are in the background. We look up like the idea that we're not like that people are going on vacations and we're not looking up the price of their hotel room. Like that's crazy. We're all doing.
I've never done that.
Well, okay. So okay.
I've never done version it, but I know it. That, but I know that like there are people who would.
Well, even without wanting to, hey, where'd they tag? Okay, let me look it up. I want to see where it is. And it just pops up on Google. And it's like, you know, information.
Some people use points though, you know?
Well, but this is the thing.
How did you get the money to get the points?
And information, as sad as it is, goes through your eyes, has to be digested, and it has to be shit out. So like, this is like, and people say to me, they're like, just ignore the negative stuff. And it's like, I can't ignore someone saying exactly what my biggest fears are that they would think. You know, like I can't ignore like this thing going through my eyes that just, you know, you digest it and it feels bad. So her like fists are in the air. And then like you kind of hear like Emily last week, and Emily, like, she's like, I don't even care. I'm a savage. And like, I'm like, and you're like, okay, this seems personal to you. Like, it doesn't, she's like, I don't care if like, I don't want her to like go to court. And it's like, well, then what do you want? What it becomes is
an internet.
The outside, it becomes an internet squabble. And that's kind of like, you could tell that Emily is like, she was like, I'm not trying to have an internet, but that's what it becomes to like, that's, you know,
right.
To Jared Fried sitting in an airport listening in Cleveland. I'm like, ooh, and here we go. You know, like,
yeah. Right. I was beating on this my whole honeymoon. F Factor drama and lobster rolls were my cuisine. Like, I swear. I would like be everywhere. I'd be like, did she post again? Like,
I by the way, the most beautiful honeymoon. What a way to do it. That was that not the plan going in?
No, I had booked two honeymoons prior to this. I booked like European. Then that got canceled. Then we did like a Caribbean plan. And then obviously you can't really go anywhere. And we didn't want to fly. So we just did like New England.
I think you did it right. That was like a New England tour. Like it was great.
Thank you. I mean, I'm sure you looked up the price of my hotels. So.
Of course. Of course. But I think like, you know, as far as like, memorable wise, like how are you ever gonna forget that, like a road trip through that, that's gonna be
oh
great.
Yeah, no, I think it hit me like halfway through, like we just got married and went on a honeymoon like in this pandemic, and it's just like it's happening, and it's just a crazy thing to like process, but it was really fun. So
no, it looked great. I I'm from outside of Boston, so like a lot of those places you were like kind of like going through, I'm like, oh, I've driven through that town, you know, that type of thing where you guys
it's a lot of like I would recommend it to anybody. It's like a lot of driving, and also we made like no plans really, like I didn't feel like I had to be at like this place or that place the way if I went to like Capri, let's say, as we were originally planning to do, I'd be like, I have to go here and I have to call to get the reservation at this time. And then like, even if I don't want to actually go there when it comes down to it, I still have to go because like, how will I get the photo of us on the cliff if I don't go?
Well, it's interesting because I'm watching like from my apartment. It's like, if you like the person, you like watching along the way. I think you have to have some self-awareness of like where you are, what you're doing. And it's very subtle. It's hard to do. Like, listen, like I talk a lot about like, you know, food stuff and like weight stuff all the time. And like, it's very easy for someone to go like, "Aw," like, or you get that I'm in on the joke. Like, right. You know, like, so like, or you like me and you know, understand that like, I'm not here to like, you know, I'm not typing this out with tears running down my cheeks. So like, you know, when I watch your honeymoon, I'm like, wow, so cool, beautiful, great spots. She saw all the things, you know.
Fire emoji,
loving it.
I think the difference comes like when you know that you're like lucky and that not just everyone doesn't get to do this.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
You know, my dad's like big advice in life, and sometimes it's a little depressing, but he's like, nothing's as good as you think and nothing's as bad as you think. It's always somewhere in the middle.
Dana always like, says that too. She's like,
yeah,
nothing's
she get that from you
from her mom. No, I think she got it from her mother.
Oh, like, that's why you guys get along.
Nothing's that shitty or nothing's that great. Or yeah. No one's that shitty and no one's that great.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, that's the other thing. Like a lot of times we prop these people up and we're like, they're a hero.
That's the
and
problem.
It's like, right. Well,
stop assuming people you see on the internet are like heroic, God. And then you won't be as let down by them.
And listen, I don't like taking people down. I'm just saying, like, I think like we can all be better buyers. You know, like I try to be a better buyer, like especially with like, again, coming back to food. Like I'm buying, you know, the health food. I've signed up for every stupid thing. I've been the idiot. I've signed up for like, oh, like have you guys ever gotten the sponsored post where it's like. Yeah, learn. You can buy a schedule for intermittent fasting.
No, I've never got.
I've gotten like ads, a lot of ads, like on Facebook, like telling you,
a
like
schedule.
Facebook, yeah, like how much you have to walk to lose like 100 pounds.
Yeah,
like based on a, like.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, why not? Well, if it's a schedule, then I'll go by the schedule. You know, like
did the schedule cost?
I think it was like $40, but then like, literally this is how dumb I am. I bought it and then didn't know how to download it to my like email and then just gave up on it. I was like, well, that's $40 I lost trying to lose weight. You know, like
oh my God. Paid for so many schedules and plans in my life. Like you don't even get it. I have them like still stored in my computer, like 21 day plan. Like, ugh, I can't even.
Well, I'm the same way. And you know, it's so funny because like it all comes down to an admission that like, yeah, I can't get around my mental crap with food. I can't just like, you know, side door an issue. Like, you know, Jess and I, you know, like, definitely living with my girlfriend is like change my eating patterns because it's like actually embarrassing. Like she'd be like, what are you doing up? And I'm like, eating all the food that we bought, you know, like I can't, like I have to like admit to that. Like, it's like, she's like, and it's just funny. Cause you see it through your partner's eyes where she's like, why are you, wait a minute. you've been in the kitchen at 2 a.m. for a half hour. Like, what could you even be doing? And it's like, well, I have to like explain them. Well, I started eating the chocolate chips, and then I moved on to banana babies, and then I moved on to crackers. And then I was like, why wouldn't I have hummus right now? And then I was like, you can't just have hummus without dessert. So now I'm back on chocolate chips and I'm having banana babies. Like,
yeah,
that,
you have
and,
to like justify like a course of eating. Yeah. Like based
and you have to
on
do it
taste
to your
profile right? at 2 a.m.
And I have to do that to my partner, and they're like, and Jess is looking at me like, what? Who eats? That's like a three-course meal.
And you have to like decide what taste you want to end on. Like,
I know.
Like, what will put me to sleep?
Wait, I am dying because last night I got out of bed and I went to the kitchen and I ate like a whole bag of kettle cooked chips. And then I
Game
switched
over.
To chocolate caramels. And then I was like, I think I need to end with a salty taste. So I switched back to the kitchen.
You always, you like decide what taste you need to end on, like as like the finale. Yeah.
It's so crazy. And like, I'll have a pickle and I'm like, well, this is just the middle. Like, I know I'm not just going to like end on a pickle. Like I have to end on something that's like somewhat classy to eat near my bed, you know, like.
So what's been like going on with you in quarantine? Cause like this is like a lot of what prompted us to like, do you want to come back on? Because we saw a few of your tweets and I got them. I found them. They're from August, but first tell us like what's been going on.
Let me explain. So here's what happened with me in quarantine, especially health-wise, because I've been waiting to tell you my story. Cause I want to hear
it. Wait.
Because while I've been listening to your intuitive eating journey, I've gone on my own journey, and I wasn't drinking until March. So I didn't drink the whole beginning of the year. And then March 13th or 16th is when quarantine lockdown happened. And I did a week of not drinking in quarantine. And there was a moment where I was like, I gotta shorten up these days. These days are way too long. I was like, I'm gonna have a drink. And so as I started drinking again, you know, again, those quarantine, like drinking with your partner, like that's a lot of fun. Like Jess and I like are having drinks, we're making dinner. And then about a week into that, I was like, I have to work out. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna, like, I just need an hour away from my phone. And so I messaged this woman, her Instagram is at diana.fitness. And I know her because she's a fan of You Up. She's a fan of mine. And I was like, and we've worked together on like, you know, doing sponsorship and stuff. And then I thought she was a trainer. She's like, I'm not a trainer, but her partner is like, she's like, he's great. He's who you got to talk to. And he is at Forzag. I gotta plug him because
you love him. Yeah,
I am like, I and in my mind I was like, yeah, he's like, we'll work out over the phone, I'll send you bands. And I'm like, bands? Like, I'm gonna be the guy with like purple bands and stuff? So I was like, sure. He sends an Uber with the bands in them. I get the bands out because he gets all this sponsored stuff. He's like a legit, like, knows his stuff, trained college, you know, all the stuff. So and we start working out over the phone, and I'm like, and I was like truly impressed. Yeah, he's absolutely shredded. But he is so good. I didn't know if you could be like good at like telling you, you know, like, I guess you guys don't know this, but like when you try to tell someone how to tie a bow tie, like all of it's backwards. So like you can't be like, if you try to tell someone how to tie a tie over the phone, what a dad will do is get behind the son to do it because it's right. Like he's doing it on himself. But that's the hardest part. This guy is so good. He's like, right leg, move it out. Like, he knows. And I never felt like an idiot. I think that's a big thing too, where it's like, you're using bands. This is all like balance and like, you know, it's all like and all home fitness sucks because you have to do a lot of it. Like, at least in the gym, you can be like 10, you know, like.
Right. You have to increase your volume with small weights. Right.
Yeah. And so now I'm doing no weights and I'm like, oh, 45 seconds of you know, burpees. He never does burpees, but like, you know, of squats. And I'm like,
shit, that's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. It might as well be 3 days. And, yeah. And he does a good job of like, I never like do the same thing twice. And he's telling me on the over the phone. And I was like, I actually like am enjoying this. And it was an hour, like, and we're doing it over the phone, over FaceTime. So yeah. I started doing this with him, and then I've really gotten into it and like really have enjoyed it. Like now Jess and I moved in together. We have a roof with like a little piece of AstroTurf. So I go to that AstroTurf and I sit there and I'm the crazy person jumping around for an hour. And it's been, and like, it's actually been great, because I think the big thing for me is when you have to be somewhere at 10:30 every day, it changes your whole day. And that's for me. And again, I don't want to, like, I, 10:30 every day we get on the phone, and it's like, that means at night I'm like, I got to go to bed. You know, I can't just drink tonight. I don't want to feel like shit tomorrow. It changes, I think, a schedule, just like, I mean, I'm saying nothing new. Like, I'm saying like,
No. It's good. Nice to hear that, like, you have a new perspective, or like have a new kind of thing to do. You sure. know what I mean? Because I'm sure, like, before you had like you're a night schedule and you had to be somewhere at night till like 2 a.m. and then you have an excuse to not want to wake up early.
And then also, like, you go to the gym at 1 p.m. maybe 1 today, maybe 2 today, maybe 3 today. And it's like, when you have a standing appointment, it just kind of like puts everything like into place. And it's like, yeah, that means breakfast has to be at a certain time. That means lunch has to be a certain time. That means dinner has to, you know, like it kind of fits in everywhere.
You're becoming an adult.
Well, an adult who does his early morning workout at 10:30 a.m. Yeah.
How does this make you like feel, not to sound like a therapist, but like, what has changed? Yeah.
I feel genuinely good. I feel like, you know, I think the problem is like, the problem with trying to like get in shape is that you have like the mental thing, you in your head, and then you have the real you. So like I've been on the, I hate, like, sometimes I'll look at myself and be like, wow, I'm making progress. And then other time I'm like, wait, that's what you really look like. You know, like, you know, like you, that, I think that's like the hardest thing is like to get discouraged, because you're like, man, I am feeling good. And then one bad angle look at the mirror, and like,
oh my God.
One open of Zoom, like you open Zoom at the wrong angle. You're like, wait a minute, what have I been doing? You know, like there's nothing more jarring than opening Zoom. And it's like, you know, no, so I definitely feel good, but I also have like moments of just complete, like, well, I've been doing this for 4 months or 5 months. Like, I've been doing it a long time. So, like, that's the other thing. The hardest part, I think, about, like, committing to, like, something like this where I'm like, yeah, I've been working with this guy 10:30 in the morning every day since the second week of quarantine. And then what people do naturally is they go, they look you up and down. and they go, 5 months? Really? You've been doing this 5 months? I guess I could see it.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Well, what's your goal? Like, what do you want? What did you tell him you wanted?
My goal was to fit comfortably in a t-shirt. That was my very simple goal, is to put on
a
t-shirt.
What if you just buy a bigger t-shirt?
I want a t-shirt that fits. I have said this on You Up many times. I am a broad-shouldered, short-torsoed man. So t-shirts
but a girl.
so you might have this problem. T-shirts are either dresses, like they're either down to my knees or they're crop tops. There is no in between on t-shirts. I've been searching for the perfect. You asked Jess, she's like, yeah, we'll just get deliveries of like t-shirts, like pallets of t-shirts.
You need to start hemming your jeans.
Like I literally, legitimately, and also I actually I'll order t-shirts from a new company every week and then I'll put them on, I'll go nope, and I'll just throw them away. Like, just like Jess is like, you're a crazy person. Like I'm just on a search.
Why don't you return them?
Yeah, return them.
Again, this is back to the adult conversation. And
why don't you make a standing appointment to print the return label?
Well, this is just like I'm so this was the goal, is like I want a t-shirt that I could put on and not do the pulling my t-shirt tugging game.
Can I ask that if you could find a t-shirt, like would you be you. Like that fits you and you're happy with and you like how you look in it, could you maybe like be, would you stop with the, would you stop like,
no, because then I gotta stay. I gotta stay in that t-shirt. I would feel good.
No. I mean, like, let's say you found like the t-shirt that works for your body, because like you're like, not to objectify you, but you're not like.
Sure.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that crazy. Like, there must be a t-shirt for you.
This is the major problem I have, and I had this happen. I appreciate what you're saying. I had a woman. I don't know. Has it been this long since I've been on this show? This story is crazy. I was in Portland, Oregon, and a lot of my act, if anyone's seen me do stand up, is about like feeling, you know, just body stuff. Like, I mean, if we go through my tweets, you'll see.
We're gonna do that next.
Yeah, let's do that next.
Okay.
I'm in Portland, Oregon. I'm opening for Michelle Wolf, and let me take a second. If anyone's not seen Michelle Wolf's stand up on Netflix, go watch it. Let me give you the gift of a great, fun hour of stand-up comedy. It's on Netflix right now. Go watch it. So I open for Michelle, like, all over the country. We're in Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, the more liberal cities are harder for me because I'm opening for Michelle, and, like, a lot of them know her from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So, like, I'm – and then they're expecting, like – you know, like, and then I walk out, like the patriarchy walks on stage and they're like, oh God, what the fuck happened? You know, like, they're immediately angry. And so, like, certain cities were tougher for me as an opener because, like, I'm the first, like, they're like, and welcome, Jared Fried. And I'm like, hey, and just see women like, oh God damn it.
Like, I complaining about his,
about his body image. And it's like, nothing could be important to me, you know? So Portland was especially tough. And I remember I'm talking about like body stuff and I feel fat and all this stuff. And this woman who looks like she's out of Central Casting Portland, like she's got like, you know, like a dream catcher earring, you know, like, and so she stands up out of her seat, first row, stands up and she goes, "You're not fat." And I legitimately I am it takes a lot to like kind of like move me on stage. Like I literally stop in my tracks. I'm like a deer in headlights, and like the whole crowd at that point, I kind of knew what it felt like to be a woman because everyone in the crowd just
love that comment.
Well, yeah, she like, maybe that's why she did it, because at that point, the whole crowd, I could just feel them like scanning my body because I'm not skinny. So like so now there's a debate. Like, so now there's like, you know, like, and then I'm like, well, and at first I look at her, I go, well, like, as I feeling my, like the crowd undressing me being like, well, he's kind of curvy for a man. Like, you could like just feel them wondering what I am. And then I look at her, I go, well, thank you. Like I go, let me start by saying thank you. And I go, I understand, especially for women in my crowds where they're like, if he thinks he's fat, what does he think about me? Like, I do understand, like, the next logical step if you're, right. Because I'm self-conscious. So I would think similarly. So it's interesting being, because I'm fine and tell it. So when, like, again, also when you go on My 600 Pound Life and they're like, and Dr. Izzo, what's his name? Dr.
I don't know.
600
I don't
pound want life. Well, 600 pound life. They go on and they're like, 3 months later, they've lost 100 pounds. And I'm like, damn it. I can't even lose 10 pounds in a month. And it's like, it's different. It's different for everybody.
What happened after you stood up, though? After she stood up, what happened?
So she goes, you're not fat. And I go, thank you. And then it got so awkward. And I go, you look great, too. We all look great. Like, it turned into this, like, we all held hands. Like, I was like, you look great, and I look great. I go, none of this is funny. You know, like, see how unfunny it is to tell people how great they look? Well, why don't you let me dig into the self-conscious nature of most people with my jokes and my funnies? Like, I, you know, you turn around, yeah. And, like, I make fun of them. Like, this is my struggle as a white man. You know, I go into that type of stuff. And, like, but it was just so funny because, like, I just remember them looking at me like, and you get this when you start a new workout. Like, for some people, it's like they don't want to be seen at the gym because they're embarrassed and they think everyone's looking at it. And the reality is no one's looking at you, but you can't tell someone how to feel. So, like, for me, my self-consciousness comes with a month into this when we're a month in and, like, there's a point where, like, I'm also, like, working out, but also, like, doing the quarantine thing, having wine, eating, like, being kind of, like, you know, not doing, you know, there was one day during quarantine that I posted that I had taken 8 steps. You know, like,
that happens all the time.
Yeah, so, like, but it's funny because, like, there's a point where you go, okay, I've been doing this a month. What am I getting out of this? Like, if I want to get movement because I'm like, okay, what am I eating? What are my meal schedule? You know, like, I think it takes time to get into these things and it's a progression. But, like, I think my self-consciousness comes in when I'm like, you know, like, I go home to my dad and I'm like, I really think it's working. He's like, you got to go on the Peloton. The Peloton's great. I love the Peloton. And I'm like, no, I'm doing a thing. I'm, like, going to be on the phone with, like, a guy. He goes, I don't know. Are you trying to bulk up? Like, he'll say to me, are you trying to bulk up? And you're like, can you just have no director's DVD commentary to my workout? Like, can you just have, like, zero?
What are your thoughts? So, like, we talk about, like, obviously body image all of the time, especially that's half of the intuitive eating. Last time you came on and we talked about intuitive eating and you were, like, describing mindful eating, which is, like, paying attention to when you bite, but
ten chews.
Yeah. So part of the whole intuitive eating thing is, like, making sort of peace with your body. So, like, kind of, because then once you, when you stop, like, constantly trying to fit into a smaller t-shirt or, like, constantly every day your goal is to, like, get smaller, then you'll never, like, be happy with yourself. Yeah,
but I don't want a smaller t-shirt. I want the ones I have now to just have me not go like this when I put
but
it
maybe
on.
The problem,
small,
but maybe
right?
the problem isn't, like, the you. Maybe the problem is that, like, the fashion industry doesn't necessarily accommodate, like, all different shapes, like, because fit models are made a specific way, like, with different proportions than you.
There's no Jared Freed fit model.
Listen, I'm angry.
You're just you. You're unique.
I'm angry.
Snowflake, Jared.
I'm angry at Saved by the Bell for having 22-year-olds on as high school students too. Like, I'm mad that Zach Morris was served to me as a high school student. Like, I think that's, like, offensive. Like, when I'm sitting in high school, like, not looking like Zach Morris. But I'm saying I kind of, like, live in the controllables land. Like, I can't control the fit model. Like, I can't go, like I just can't go.
So you're
go,
like,
hey.
I'm going to then, so instead of controlling the fit model, or not the fit model itself, but, like, I don't know, finding, like, you'd rather, like, have to torture yourself.
Well, you I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I'm not.
Okay. Okay, Jared, we're going to go through some of your tweets because I've been looking at these and it made me wonder.
Is he okay?
What's going on? Okay, 5 days ago.
Okay.
How about it's all skinny mirrors or none at all? I can't deal with this emotional roller coaster ride anymore.
Well, to me, I was in, okay, so I'm in Cleveland. And I'm looking at this mirror and I'm like, wow, I am the king of sex. I am gorgeous. And then 4 seconds later, I like caught myself in the bathroom mirror and I was like, okay, what's real? What's not? Like at this point, we know what makes a skinny mirror. So let's like either make them all skinny mirrors and now we can like all feel good. Like, why would we not have skinny mirrors? Like, you know, reality perception is reality. So if we just create the perception that we're all doing, like there used to be a skinny mirror at my old building and I would look at it before I went out before a night and I'd be like, wow, I'm gonna crush it. Like, why shouldn't we feel that good? You know, like, why, who's that person that's like, have you ever met that person that's like, well, it's a skinny mirror? And it's like, just shut
myself
up.
I'm the person.
I always tell everyone this is a skinny mirror anywhere I go.
Yeah. Why don't you let, yeah, like, are you the one that told everyone Santa Claus wasn't real? Like, just let us have fun. Like, why? But that's the thing. Like, why not make them all skinny?
I think you're right.
Why?
I'll take,
you know,
it.
Like you guys, but isn't that the same thing as like, why not just get a bigger shirt and just be happy in the bigger shirt? Isn't that the same mentality?
No, I'm not anti your tweet. I'm just
sure.
We're just trying we're just talking about like what was going through your head.
Yeah.
Well, a lot about Taco Bell.
Okay. So Taco Bell. Yeah. You can read those.
I have one from August. I think this is really where it spurred. This is the first one that we saw in a while.
Okay.
This is from August 21st. I love that moment when the waiter comes over and he's like, you guys want some dessert? And then we all laugh in agreement that ordering dessert would really make us fat animals.
So that was from, I'm out with Jess, my girlfriend, and we're sitting, we had breakfast. And we had breakfast and we both got omelets and then we got a side of bacon to split. And then we also got fried green tomatoes. That was our order for breakfast. And we were hungover. And then I remember we got done and the guy came over and he goes, are you guys done or do we want some more? And as he's like saying, do you want some more? He starts laughing and we all start laughing. And it's like the only thing we're laughing about is that it would be fucking ridiculous if we got more. Like that, like it's not like we're laughing like, oh, what a fun day. Like there's only, it is funny to think like when you do laugh with a stranger, like what are we actually laughing at?
Did you order more?
No. We got more later that day though. I like an hour later I was eating again.
Okay, wait. Here, this actually like hits home to me.
Okay.
From August 24th. I think drinking ketchup because I have no food in the house means I have a problem with late night eating.
this was a night where I legitimately, what did I eat out of the fridge that I was like, Jared, and there's probably a PETA tweet near that one.
Yes, that was really funny too.
So I ate old PETA. And I was just and the pita was definitely old. Like it was like stale pita. And I was eating it and dipping it like with my hand, like as if I was at like an Israeli restaurant where they put out all the like all the dips. Like I literally like made a mezze platter at like 2 a.m. And I was like, Jared, that's a problem that you like are ripping up pita as if you're at the Bedouin tents on birthright. Like you're like, oh, like I was like, oh, like putting olive oil in the hummus. Like Jared, stop it.
Well, okay, a few hours before that you tweeted, I just said to my girlfriend, we were so healthy tonight, no carbs. And she responded, we did have tomatoes, and I almost broke up with her on the spot.
That is a true story. She legitimately said, we did have tomatoes. And I said to her, shut the fuck up. I was like, I will not be with someone who counts tomatoes as carbs. Carbs are not, I don't care if they're carbs. Carbs are carbs. Tomatoes are healthy. We are not living in a world where like nothing. I was so angry. Like for her to say that tomatoes is carbs, that's literally like looking at me and going, like yelling at my mother. Eating carbs is great. I listen, I am a carbs person. I'm just saying, when someone goes, wow, we had such a good, healthy dinner, we didn't even eat carbs, and then you say, well, we weren't that healthy. We ate tomatoes.
That's
insane. So like, so again, this is in a nuanced world.
That's another
world.
Plane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like I wake up every morning. I've been big into oatmeal. I love having oatmeal for breakfast. Like there's no bigger carb, you know, like I'm, you know, having like a whole cup of carbs. So like I am pro carbs. Like, and I do think it makes you an angry person when you don't have carbs. Like I think like to take away, like the idea that like a waiter comes over, like I was at a restaurant once. Did I tell you that story?
No.
I was at a restaurant once and the waiter was like, do you want any bread? Like the bread basket. And I was like, I'm good. And he literally goes, well, are you sure? Like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
You know, like, well, you don't have to double ask.
Speaking of the restaurant, I'm going back to the restaurant tweet because in the same day you tweeted two more things. the next one you don't have to address because we all get it is I've been trying to lose 10 pounds since 4 months old. And then so we all get it. We've been on a diet since the womb. The next one in the same day, August 21st. Sometimes I'll see someone else with the best case scenario of my body and I'll want to watch him eat for a week. This is when we're like, we got to text Jared and see if everything's fine. Yeah.
So I was at a pool. A guy came to the pool and I was like, we kind of looked alike. And I go, but his body shape was similar to mine. Short torso, broad dude. And I was like, that's as good as I could get. Like I looked at him and I was like, that's probably that. Like if I was at my healthiest, that's my goal body. But then I was like watching him drink and like have a day. And I was like, man, I just want to follow this guy and like just see what his strategy is. Because what I liked about his body was that it didn't look like he was trying too hard. Like this guy ate French fries. This guy like had, you know, there's a mental deficiency that I have. And I think a lot of people have it where it's like, it's not about, again, this is back to the mindful intuitive eating thing where that's why it gets me so animated and revved up and passionate. Is that like, to me, this is like stuff to talk with a psychologist about, not someone. But like, it's not like that's why it gets me mad with like intuitive eating when you see someone who's like naturally skinny being like, just don't eat half the fries. And you're like, no. Not eating half the fries is the biggest moment of my life.
Those people don't need to practice intuitive eating. They don't need to go to a therapist. Like people like us, sadly, like, yeah, we actually do.
We have some, the whole thing is
heal with the help of a therapist.
It's just the way that we grew up and like the shit that we grew around, our parents, their shit getting like weight on us and like, and our self image again, like having Zach Morris on TV, like for you, not us.
AC Slater,
for us, it was worse. Like having the shit that's all around us, like got us here. And I don't think there's anything wrong. It's just that we've just developed disordered thoughts, disordered eating habits, thinking like, and then the people on Instagram who are saying, don't eat half the fries. Like, first of all, that's not intuitive eating. Telling someone to not eat however much, that's the opposite. It's you deciding how much you want to eat in that moment.
I guess what I mean by mental deficiency is that like, this is a much bigger issue to certain people than it is to other people. Like the idea of like walking away from a plate that like, so that's why I was like, I want to watch this guy eat. Like there's I remember my brother, we were at my grandmother's funeral and my grandfather has this good friend and he's like a old guy, but he's skinny. Like he's like for an old guy, he looks great. And he's like probably in his 90s now. And my brother, I remember he like nudged me to like look at what he's eating. And his plate was like the USDA plate. Like it was like the plate that that a health teacher would tell you to have. Like it was like 90% greens and like one little thing of the oil, like, and like a little slice of chicken. And you're like, yeah, that's why he's 90. Like that's why he's still alive. You know,
like, Not necessarily. Like, I think also you said you wanted to watch that guy eat. I think that even if you were to watch him eat and know exactly what he did, like, you wouldn't know why he was eating, what he was eating, at what point, like, and what cues he was responding to eat those things. So it's sort of like, and I don't think it's a coincidence that that all three of us and all the listeners of this podcast all feel the same way about food and experience the same, like, literally do the same things.
Well,
there's a source that's not just like us having a problem.
Yeah. Well, you're saying is exactly right, because that guy is probably eating that way because he grew up in the Depression. You know, like, we're eating.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Like, we're eating a certain way because we grew up in like the no calorie Uber. Era where, you know, like, or whatever, Uber Eats, or like, you know, where like the idea of having a Spindrift that's 19 calories is like horrifying to me. Like, I'm like, 19 calories? Ugh, what am I, I'm trying to, like, lose weight here. And it's like, Jared, 19 calories. Like, what are you talking about? Like, but then it's like when it's like,
why would I waste them?
Bread on the table. Yeah, why would I waste them is such a great, yeah, exactly. Like, but then it's like bread on the table. It's like, we're out. You got to eat it. Why would I not wait? I can't waste this opportunity. You know, it's so, it's for the same reason that that guy has the plate that looks great. You know, so.
Well, yeah, because he grew up saying, like, without people telling him what he should and shouldn't eat, he grew up with people, with him eating what he can eat. Whereas we grew up, like, sure, we had all the plentiful food during our youth, hopefully for us, whatever. Mm. But everything around us was telling us, like, how we can't eat it.
Yeah.
We're going to get fat. Like, we have to be on a diet. We have to stop eating carbs. They like demonize carbs. Like, that's why you're saying like all the carb stuff. Like, it's not because there's, you know what I mean? That's what we grew around. We're like, wait, we have all this food and we can't even have it. And so now no wonder we're all fucked up.
The snack drawer, it's a binge snack mentality, you know?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And when it's out and everyone's okay to have it, ooh, everyone party. Like, and then it's like, and then the next day it's like, wow, we can't eat like that anymore. And it's like, you know, diet starts tomorrow. The name of this podcast is like, that's the generational thing. Like, so it's all hard. I hope nobody hates me from this conversation.
No one hates you.
Oh my gosh. I have not laughed like this in a long time, especially not like, well, like, while working, technically.
That's right.
Yeah, no, this was really fun. So before we tell everyone where to find you, we are having Jared on the bonus episode for this week. We're going to be playing Red Flag or Deal Breaker, DST edition. And so tune into that. Jared, I'm sure people know, but like, where can they find you? What do you want to plug?
I mean, You Up podcast. Love doing You Up with Jordana and the Betches. At Jared Fried on Instagram. It's bachelor season's coming up. Bachelorette season's coming up. And I am planning on blowing this thing up. I yell at The Bachelor and The Bachelorette every episode. And my next iteration of this is I'm going to be doing a YouTube live after show. So like every episode I yell at The Bachelor that I'm going to be like, hey, everybody, come meet me on YouTube. And I've done YouTube lives already once. Like we've tested it out. And it's like, it actually works pretty well. So I'm excited because I'm going to be yelling at The Bachelorette. If you like the show, if you don't like the show, like I'm there for you, for both people, like or don't like the show. I kind of like narrate the whole season for you. So it's all on Instagram. It starts on Instagram, but it's going to be YouTube live. So I'm very excited to do that. So at Jared Fried on there.
That's great. Multi-platform, multimedia, so many places to consume the content. Yeah.
That's right.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Don't forget to listen to our Thursday episode with Jared. And go follow us at Aileen, at Sammy, at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Rate, review, subscribe. Email us, dst@betches.com. I've learned this whole spiel from you, Jared.
No one promotes like you, Jared.
I listen, I'm a carnival barker.
You are.
We're always with you
through thick and thin.
Yeah!
I've been waiting to say it.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.